Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood called Your AI is Only as Good as Your Knowledge Base. Here's how to build one.
And if you've ever set up an AI tool, watched it give a completely wrong answer to a customer, and thought, what is this thing even doing? This one's for you.
Right. So the core argument Brett makes is this. AI out of the box is a clever generalist. It can write, it can summarize, it can reason, but it has no idea how your business actually works.
It doesn't know your prices, your suppliers, your quirks.
Exactly. And Brett puts it really well. He says it's the difference between an assistant who's been with you 10 years and a sharp temp on their first morning. Same brain power, wildly different usefulness. The only gap is what they know.
So when people say, we tried AI and it didn't really work.
9 times out of 10, the tool was fine. It just had nothing good to read. Ask it to answer a customer and it invents a policy you don't have. The model wasn't wrong. It was starved. That's Brett's word, starved.
I like that. So what is a knowledge base, in plain terms?
It's the organized store of your tribal knowledge, which is everything your team knows that nobody ever wrote down. The habits, the judgment calls, the, oh, we always do it this way.
The stuff that walks out the door at 5 o'clock.
Or worse, they take leave or retire. Brett gives a good example from his tire business, Dara Tires. The guys on the floor carry 100 small judgments. Which jobs are quick? Which customers want to call before work starts? Which fitting is going to be a nightmare? None of that is in a manual. It's in them.
And when one of them leaves, you don't just lose a pair of hands.
You lose years of judgment. So an AI knowledge base is how you stop that quietly bleeding away. And it has 3 layers: facts, processes, and judgment calls.
What's the difference?
Facts are the easy bit. Prices, specs, opening hours, supplier details, things with a right answer that don't change much. Processes are the step-by-step. How an order moves from inquiry to paid, how you handle a refund, and judgment calls are the gold.
The it depends knowledge.
Exactly. When do you waive a fee? When do you say no to a customer? What makes you nervous about a deal? Capture the rules behind the it depends, and your AI starts sounding like you, not like the internet.
Okay, so how do you actually get this out of people's heads? That's always the hard bit.
Brett's fastest method is an interview. Sit with the person who does the job. Walk through a real example start to finish. Keep asking, and then what? And how do you decide? Record it. The transcript alone is raw knowledge you didn't have yesterday.
And he makes the point to mine what you already have. Old emails, past quotes, your best customer replies. Tribal knowledge in disguise. Just scattered.
Scattered across inboxes and folders. Then you write it up in plain English. Read it back to the team and let them argue. He says the arguments expose the bits everyone assumed but nobody said.
That's the bit I find really believable, because you'll often find 3 people doing 3 different things and calling it the process.
And better to find that out on a page than in front of a customer. So once you've got it built, and this is the part owners miss, every AI tool you add can now read from it.
One store of truth. Many uses.
Your customer reply assistant pulls from the same source as your quoting helper and your internal how do we do this lookup. Update a price once and every tool that touches pricing is right immediately.
So it compounds.
It does. And this is where you start to see AI actually augment the whole team rather than just one task in isolation. Brett says the first one is the slog. The 5th one almost builds itself.
Right, and the practical advice is clear. Don't try to document the whole business at once. That's how these projects die.
Start with the pain. Pick the one area where the same questions get asked over and over, or where a mistake is expensive. Capture just that. Get value from one corner, then let the gaps tell you what to capture next.
My one thing for this week, find the person who fields the most internal questions and book an hour with them. Record the conversation. That's your starting point.
And mine, before you add any more AI tools, ask yourself what those tools would actually have to read. If the honest answer is not much, that's the gap to close first.
The full article is at anabo.ai. And if you want someone to take a clear-eyed look at what knowledge your business is carrying around in people's heads, Brett offers a free AI audit there. No hard sell, just an honest conversation about where to start. Worth doing. See you next time.